and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line as we launch here into the second hour of the program. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. Completely free. Freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the site. So when you find something online that you think's interesting, submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. Other listeners can then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike it, and the most liked make it to the front page in the top of the site, meaning we're more likely to see it, talk about it on the air, and also other listeners will see it as well. So go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Here tonight with you, it's Ian.
Damo.
And Mark.
Now, Damo, you and I, you're involved over at copblock.org. Great website. I highly recommend people go and check that out. But you and I have a lot of experience in dealing with the police at this point, certainly more than the average person.
Or more than I thought I'd have.
Yeah, and more than I wanted to have. But, you know, we've gone to jail a few times and been arrested a few times and been in court often enough. And there are always people out there watching what goes on, because we tend to document everything that we do. So, for instance, if people go to copblock.org, they'll see the latest on your case with the disorderly conduct charge from the Chalking 8 arrest from last year.
Yep.
So we kind of keep our the folks that read the blogs that we blog on, and you're also a blogger at freekeen.com, as am I. So there are a lot of people that are watching what's going on, and inevitably that means there are critics. There are people that will say, you guys shouldn't be doing X, you know, and then they'll, you know, describe whatever activism it is that we've done that they disagree with. And of course, the people that are critics disagree. You know, not all the critics are critics of the same thing. So some critics think activism A was good, but they didn't like activism B, and other critics liked activism B, but they didn't like activism A. And of course, there's no way to please everybody, and if you try, then you're not going to succeed. But you know, there's this perspective out there that, why don't you guys just work within the system? And, of course, in some cases we are, by going to court and doing these things within the system. But also, there are some people that really, the real disagreement seems to be, not whether you're working within the system or not, but whether you're respecting the system as you are working within it, or as you are protesting, or as you are doing some sort of activism. Whether you're respectful towards the police and the aggressors and the people that are hurting you and the people that are hurting peaceful people. And I respect everybody as a human being. I do. I mean, I try to consider everybody as a human. I don't want to hurt anybody, and I want them to connect with me as a human being. But I don't respect the things that they do. I don't respect all the choices that those human beings make. I don't respect the system as it is currently set up, and I'm not going to fake it. The only reason I'm going to fake it is if I'm threatened with violence. So, you know, if they threaten me with violence, I'm going to stand up in court. But otherwise, I'm not going to stand up in court, because I don't have respect for the man that's wearing the robe and the things that he does on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, that's why I wear jeans, sweatshirts, T-shirts, and hats in the court. It's not that I am disrespecting the individuals in the room. It's just that this is what I'm comfortable in. Your dress code is kind of silly. And, you know, well, you should dress appropriate for court. For court, you mean the one that says men with guns will come to my house if I don't come here? That court? Yeah. No, thank you.
Right. So, you know, we kind of look at the system, if you will, which, of course, is just men and women doing harm to other human beings in general, as what it really is, and kind of treat it in that way. And that
with
upsets.
Contempt.
Yeah. And that upsets some people who, you know, they think that we would be more successful if we would just go ahead and put on a suit and tie and, you know, go to Concord and beg the politicians to change things. And one of the things
a lot of people have been successful with that system that you're talking
about.
Good
for them, and I support them. Okay, I've run for political office before.
Just saying.
All right. So my point is,
not in a suit, you haven't.
No, I don't really much care for suits. But my point is that something I've said for a long time is that the reason we get what we get as far as the response from these government people is because we're out there doing things that threaten their legitimacy. We're out there. Essentially, our activism, by its nature, threatens the legitimacy of the system. And without their legitimacy, then they look like a criminal gang. Because that's all they really are. They're just a very successful criminal gang that has an incredible PR record, you know, incredible PR campaign to get essentially people to
yeah, high-level participation.
Right, and people are convinced that there's something other than a criminal gang. Oh, well, it's not a criminal gang because you can elect the Don. Well, no, it's still
a
criminal
gang. Okay, so the people who set it up initially, did they, you know, you got to ask yourself, I mean, the people that set it up initially, did they force their system upon other people? Well, were there people that didn't want that system? I suspect there were a lot of them.
This is the beauty of the system. It does two things very well. One is that it makes every single job associated with the system feel like it is a benefit and that it is doing good, whether it's the secretary filing the water bill paperwork or the cop on the street or the pencil pusher in the office.
Or at the very least, that they're not the ones doing the harm or that it's not their fault.
Right. And the police officer, the one who may very well bludgeon you in the head with a collapsible baton, is only following orders.
Right, and that's the second thing, is that it also does, whenever you do catch them with our acts or activism, is that it's not me, it's the system, it's the law. Like, you know, I've asked these officers, particularly about my chalking incident, do you really think I should be in jail for 2 years? Is that what Valley Street was built for? And they say, well, that's not my decision. Mm. I've done my role. Now
I'm just doing what the legislators tell me.
Look, I've sat with plenty of cops over at plenty of cocktail parties, and they will complain, bitch, and moan to high heaven about who goes to jail and who doesn't. So apparently they do have an opinion.
Oh, they have, like,
have an opinion when it benefits them, but they have an opinion, believe me.
Oh, of course. Well, and they don't have an opinion, though, when they're on a stand. And, you know, this is the thing that, you know, the other thing the system does well that I would tie in with a second point is that it gives this perception of, like, fair, equality, justice. So, you know, you go in a courtroom and, like, why are all these rules? You know, like, I've been asked over and over during my preliminary hearings recently and in life that, did you understand all the rules and procedure for the system? And in the past, I'd be like, yeah, I get it. But this last two, I'm done with it. I'm done with the system. I'm hoping to encourage other people to do the same, because if there are people who say that I've harmed them or have done wrong to them, I have no problem going into any setting. I would prefer it not be ones where I'm forced to by guns and with this, you know, persona of justice that doesn't exist. But I will go into this courtroom my first plan, in either trial that I get, it looks like I might only get the wiretapping trial, but I plan to go up to the judge and say, everything I do here today is not a disrespect to you. I am facing 21 years of my life, and I'm going to say what I need to say. And that's how it's going to go. I'll most likely, like Mark said, find myself in a contempt situation, but I feel that it's the best chance I have, because if I play their rules or do their system, the system is either going to do what it's intended to do and convict me, or I try to play it, not know all their rules, and get convicted anyways. So what are my choices? My choices are to go in there, say it's everything I need to say to this jury about the whole complete story, you know, whether it's the chalking and the beating,
regardless
guy,
of whatever objection,
no matter what it is.
With.
And I'll most likely find myself in contempt, but I think the win for me will be that other people will see that this paradigm of must respect the court, must do these rules, is all a fallacy. A jury does not have to judge guilty or not, that's it. They can think about the punishment. They can think about the crime. They can think about how these officers acted.
You know, I wonder, there's something I wonder about. It's easy for a judge to hand out contempt in a bench trial. There's no jury sitting there watching his behavior. I wonder if having those 14 pairs of eyes sitting there watching him will make him less likely to hand out a contempt charge.
I think it
like
will.
A ridiculous contempt charge.
I think it will at first, but ultimately I think this is where they'll spin it on my fault again, is they'll find me contempt and then probably charge me with like contaminating a jury pool or something of that nature.
So, as I was saying, we've gone through a lot of crap with this system, and we've taken a lot of it as well from the critics out there. But one of the things I've pointed out for a long time is whenever you threaten the status quo, they will come after you. There will be some sort of consequence for it. Because those who are in the status quo, those who are in the halls of power, in those seats of power, they don't want to leave. They love it there.
Sweet little jobs.
And they're going to do everything.
Rent-seeking behavior,
right, they're gonna
as
do,
the economists say.
They're going to do everything within their purview to keep things where they are. And this story out of Louisiana is a perfect example of this. Because people think, the people that are critics of civil disobedience and non-cooperation, those people think that politics is safe. They think that, well, we could just put on a suit and go to the state Republican convention and, well, wait a minute, these people got arrested. They were doing what they thought was within the system. They were following what they thought were the rules. But they tried to change the rules on them. They ignored the rules.
A little more.
So, I've actually got some of the audio here of what went down. I mean, it sounds like cacophony. It sounds like chaos at this Republican state convention. All of this because some people who gave enough of a damn showed up to try to change the system. Well, they ended up getting arrested for their efforts. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Still to come tonight, the update on the Diane Tran case, the young lady who was put in jail because she was trying to help feed her family, and she couldn't make it to school often enough for the government's liking. We'll give you the latest on that. More to come in moments. 855-450-FREE.
If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. One of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Free Talk Live, big supporter of Liberty. You can go check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. When you click on that banner, you go to their new website. It's SACL CAI.
All right, so here's a little bit of the scene, a brief clip of the scene of what was happening with this almost chaos at the Republican Party convention in Louisiana State, where essentially they threw the convention chairman to the ground, the police did, where they arrested people, and it's just crazy.
If this is the clip I think you're about to play, when the viewers are listening or listeners are listening, one time an officer, after the guy's on the ground, they're like, anyone a doctor? And some guy comes up, and the officer's like, can I see your credentials to prove you're a doctor? Like, hold on, buddy. Can I see your credentials to prove that you're a cop to throw people on the ground? Like, it's kind of funny.
I don't know if that's in this clip. Honestly, I didn't have time to check the whole thing, so we'll get through some of it. Just going to give you a scene.
Listen, I am allowed to introduce this committee. All right.
Wow! That doesn't sound good.
This guy has a cane. He's got slacks and buttons.
Right, yeah. I mean, he's your typical Republican convention attendee. I mean, this isn't like, you know, the anarchist contingent busted in here with flamethrowers or whatever.
It is great, too, if the folks, if they don't go to see the video, but there are a bunch of people standing with cell phone cameras using them.
Yep, and, you know, I'm no big fan of chanting, but I understand it in this particular case where they're trying to express their displeasure. And there they just voted, by the way, to oust the chairman, who continues to act as though he's the chairman and completely ignore the idea that these people are trying to vote him out.
And furthermore, the cops ignore that he has been voted out and continue to follow his orders or direction.
Right, so yeah. This guy just tells them to do, and they just do whatever he tells them. And then, you know, there's another video here where he's assaulted by the Shreveport police. There's, again, the story is from PolicyMike.com, PolicyMIC.com. By the way, this man is 57 years old, has a prosthetic hip, was dislocated during the assault. Shows an older gentleman in a blue shirt being dragged away by police and then shoved to the ground. When Mr. Herford, this is the man who was supposed to be the new chairman of this convention, they were going to oust the old guard Republican chairman and put in somebody who presumably was a Ron Paul supporter, and that's what the old guard did not much care for. When Mr. Herford protests that he's handicapped and would like to press charges for assault against the police officers, a Shreveport police officer is seen smirking in response.
Yeah.
That's because he knows he's not responsible for what he does.
They're not going to get me for this. Yeah.
Many observers expressed shock the establishment would resort to such violent tactics against fellow Republicans. Saturday morning's incidents come on the heels of increasing panic among state party leaders in the aftermath of Ron Paul's decisive victory in the Louisiana caucuses in April. For example, on Thursday night, the State Central Committee of the Louisiana Republican Party voted to completely overhaul the existing convention rules. Fearful of a resounding Ron Paul victory, their supplemental rules were designed to substantially weaken the authority of the state convention, reportedly making it nothing more than a rubber stamp for the diktats of state party insiders. And from what I understand, this was Thursday in front of the Friday. So literally before, like 2 days or a day or so before this convention, the state committee comes down with a new set of rules for the convention.
Huh. Bingo. That.
Yeah, it's funny how that happens. When the state party insisted the supplemental rules were unamendable and overrode the existing rules, as well as Robert's Rules of Order, legal observers remarked the new rules were in material violation of the rules of the Republican National Committee. But none of it matters, because what matters is what the men in the badges will do, and apparently they'll do whatever it is they're told by the men who are standing up at the front of the room, even though those men have been voted out by whatever the procedures are. And by
those are the old procedures, not the new ones.
After the convention chairman's arrest, the delegates proceeded to elect a new chair and continued with business of the convention. They reportedly elected a slate of 27 Ron Paul supporters to fill 12 of the 18 district delegate slots and 15 of 20 at-large delegate slots before certifying the results with the RNC. Meanwhile, state party leaders held their own convention in one corner of the room with about 30 delegates in attendance. Local media is reporting that the minority convention also elected a slate of delegates, although it's unlikely the legitimacy of their slate will be recognized by the RNC. So there's all kinds of shenanigans going on here. It points out that in both Maine and Nevada, Romney supporters were caught distributing counterfeit delegate slates. In Arizona, there were complaints of ballot stuffing, and the convention was eventually shut down when it appeared that a Ron Paul supporter would be elected as the national committee woman. In Massachusetts, after Ron Paul supporters won 16 of 27 district delegate slots, state party leaders quickly moved to try to invalidate the results. In spite of the disorder at the Louisiana State Convention, many Republicans expressed satisfaction that they were able to select a strong delegation of people to attend the national convention. So I guess they believe that they've successfully done something, although there was the old guard that also elected delegates. So now, essentially, as I think our caller mentioned earlier, you've got two sets of people claiming to be delegates from Louisiana.
Yeah. We both win.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Is this a generational gap thing? Is this like old people not wanting to accept change and young people pushing it forward? Or
because
like,
I'd say there's some of that.
Yeah, right. So, but
this guy's 57, so I mean, it's not like
right. But if the guy, you know, the 70s, 60s in there trying to do, you know, like oh, no change, no nothing, or we'll change the rules to keep the old way or whatever it is. I mean, I'd like to think it was that simple, and you could just say, well, time will work this out, right? But, you know, you have the hippies from the 60s, and they didn't really grow up to see the political views expanded.
Yeah, they became the man. I mean, the hippies from the 60s became what they opposed.
Right, so maybe we're at the last hurrah, though, where the system can't change the dissent or the social norm, per se.
Well, I think that what you're going to see happen here is there are a lot of people that are like, yeah, we're winning, you know, Ron Paul, we're taking over these conventions, because like you said, Mark, Crichton was saying earlier that the real goal is to take over the Republican Party, and I have a feeling they're going to be disappointed, because I think that what you're going to see happen, and, you know, if they prove me wrong, great, but, you know, I've seen these political animals before, and I know how they are. So what I would guess would happen is probably something similar would happen in 2008 when after the Ron Paul, you know, revolution thing happened and there was this big, you know, hurrah around his movement. There were all these politicians that trotted themselves out and they were like, well, I'm a Ron Paul Republican. You should vote for me. I'm a Ron Paul Republican.
Well,
that's all they had to say.
I absolutely agree.
That's all they had to say to get people like, ooh, yeah, that's great. He's Ron Paul Republican. Well, it turns out they don't really know anything about principles. They don't know anything about liberty.
Scott Brown.
But what they knew was that if they aligned themselves with Ron Paul, even though they didn't have his endorsement or anything like that, they just called themselves Ron Paul Republicans, if they aligned themselves with Ron Paul, all the people that are into Ron Paul would get excited by it, thinking that, oh, this guy must be different from the Republican establishment. He says he's with Ron Paul, so let's get behind his campaign and help him win. So who knows who this 57-year-old chairman is? He may just be the guy who's been trying to be chairman for, a decade of the Republican Party and, you know, just changed his rhetoric enough to get the Ron Paul guys behind him. And they may end up really disappointed with all their so-called wins here in the near future. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from Affinity Health Products.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands. And costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company?
You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It is called that because you're free to call in, talk about anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the various features. They're all completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for our email updates. Or you can follow us via Twitter or Facebook. So head over to news.freetalklive.com. Actually sent out a news update, I think it was last night, alerting folks to our brand new radio station that is airing the show. I love it when I get surprise stations that come on board. Our station in longtime affiliate, WSVG in Mount Jackson, Virginia, has added a simulcast in a nearby town called Woodstock in Virginia. And so we're... WSVG, by the way, is one of the elite few radio stations that actually airs all 21 hours of Free Talk Live live every single week. There's only like four of our 107 affiliates that actually do that. And so now they've got another station that's simulcasting them in a nearby town in Woodstock, Virginia. It's WAMM. So welcome aboard to Wham Wham.
Those are good calls.
Yep. So welcome aboard to everybody listening in Woodstock.
to Free Talk Live. And if you're new to the program, which you're probably not because this was going on for 4 months without my knowledge, just found out about it yesterday. If you're new to the show, welcome, and you've probably already realized we're something a little bit different.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. And by digital cash, I mean kind of like money for the internet. You can send and receive money with Bitcoins without paying any fees. You don't need to pay any fees when you send and receive money with Bitcoins. For merchants, there are no chargebacks. And like I said, it can be potentially anonymous, and you don't have to click on any terms of service. It's a free peer-to-peer system. So all you have to do is go download it, and you can be using them in just a few minutes. And go find out more at weusecoins.org. It's a short video teach you, you know, what you need to know, the basics about Bitcoins. There's a lot more to learn, but you know, the basics are at weusecoins.org. And Bitcoins are changing the world, so you're going to want to know this information. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. You can buy your Bitcoins with cash. All you have to do is visit BitInstant.com for instructions.
Let's go to the phones, too. Your thoughts. Viper is listening online. Viper, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Ademo and Mark.
Howdy, how y'all?
Hey, what's on your mind, Viper?
A few quick hits. Number one, I miss Nemi. Where is Nemi?
You know what? She's apparently been having some moving things
and, you know, kind of issues.
Busy schedule.
We're hoping she'll be back tomorrow night. So she has not been, you know, officially removed from the show in any capacity. She's just been unable to make
it. I've looked forward to her shows every week. She's been wonderful.
Great. So what else is on your mind?
What do you think about the supposed Bilderberg controversy over Ron Paul? They supposedly the Bilderberg people wished that Ron Paul was on an airplane with all of his supporters and a Muslim extremist and shot down.
I heard that the Bilderberg organization was calling for Ron Paul to show up there so they could talk to him.
Okay, so where is this information coming from, Viper?
Oh, well, you know, Alex Jones.
Has Alex Jones been inside the Bilderberg convention? I mean, like, how was this information gleaned?
Well, I know he stood outside it and shouted some.
Yes, he does that every year.
Yep.
But how does that make him privy to rumors? You know, is it anything more than a rumor? Is it just like, we heard that?
No, I don't think so. But if there is a thing that is like Bilderbergers, you know, I could totally see that from them.
So for those that don't know, Bilderberg, I don't want to use insider terminology here, Bilderberg is a conference that is held on a yearly basis at a fancy hotel where people from around the world who are movers and shakers and big money people and politicians and business executives come together to talk about, well, no one really knows because it's very secretive. And, of course,
secrets drive people bananas.
Right. Whenever there are secrets, there are conspiracy theories. And so, of course, you get a bunch of people that will wildly speculate on the things that go on at this particular conference. And also, there are a number of people that, and it's becoming more popular now, more well known that these things are going on thanks to the internet. And so a bunch of people have kind of made it their hobby to go down and report on the Bilderberg convention, which, of course, there's not really much to report on besides the situation with all the security hanging around and whoever it is that's getting in and out of limousines as they are coming into the security area. That's pretty much all they can report on beyond, like you're saying, wild speculation about what's going on the inside.
Yeah, nothing to confirm. And my last quick hit, I would like to encourage anybody that's going to Tampa, and you know, I know that Lou Rockwell himself has said that maybe people that are, you know, more on the voluntarist side of the coin, like maybe most of us on the air are, not go to the convention because of the potential, you know, abuse.
When you say abuse, you mean like physical abuse?
Oh, sure, absolutely. You know, well, I mean,
I don't understand that.
There will be verbal abuse. There will be, psychological abuse. There will be
Look, I don't understand that. I mean, I'm a critic of this whole takeover the Republican Party thing. But if that's what you're into, why would you not want to go? Why would you not want to be there for that? Because of some fear that the cops are going
to
arrest you?
Yeah, I did not go to the police station and chalk it and hold a sign. I mean, I wanted to make a point. So, if that's the activism or the message.
And that was what I was a little weirded out by what Lou Rockwell had said about that, and he put up a blog post about it, and, he's been there, but, just being there,
he's been where? The convention?
To the conventions, yeah. He was a staffer for Ron Paul back in the day.
What was his reasoning for it? How was he persuading people to not do it? I mean, just that, you might get bodily hurt is the reason to not go?
Yeah, I think that was part of it. He said that if you were squeamish, if you did not want to be caged or, hurt, that maybe you should let another Ron Paul supporter go for you.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying there. I mean, it's fair to give somebody a warning about what to expect. Hey, look, politics is dangerous. It's not this safe little area that everybody seems to think it is, that you start threatening the status quo, as we were saying earlier, and then all of a sudden the real ugly side of politics begins to show its face.
Right. And I think that was what he was trying to say. And as much as I love Adam Kokesh, he went on an expletive-laden tirade against Lou Rockwell about the statement that he made, but I thought it was a completely reasonable statement. If you don't want to be, bodily injured or thrown into a cage, maybe you shouldn't go to Tampa and say, hey, I'm a Ron Paul guy,
No, I understand that, but at the same time, it does kind of smack of fear mongering and trying to scare people. So I don't know what Adam Kokesh said, but I can understand where
it would be called fear mongering. But at the end of the day, how realistic is this? It's pretty gosh darn realistic if you think about it.
Right. Well, man up. Go down there and
I'd go.
Yeah. If this is what your bag is, then you really should be there and make sure you arm yourself with a video camera. Make sure you arm yourself so these thugs, if they try to intimidate you, are going to be recorded and broadcast live over at Quick.com or at Bamboozer, one of these two different online streaming video services that will allow you to stream from your cell phone for free. We'll see how the Romney thugs in that case, how will they behave when they know that they're being broadcast worldwide to the internet. Viper, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, man. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. In fact, there is news about what's going on in Tampa. Looks like the Ron Paul guys are trying to organize their own 3-day music festival in Tampa for, I guess, right around when the convention is supposed to be. So essentially they're going to throw a huge party. But there's a problem. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings. closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-FREE. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Demo,
and Mark.
Don't forget, join us over at freetalklive.com and you can get interactive there. You can enjoy the site for free. If you like the show and you enjoy Free Talk Live, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You can learn how to get a free bumper sticker, as well as download flyers you can print out and distribute to promote Free Talk Live. In addition to that, we got web banners and graphics, high-res graphics as well for you, over at promote.freetalklive.com. So thanks to anybody who does any of those things. It makes a big difference. Promote.freetalklive.com. 855-450-FREE, the Republican Party, the Ron Paul Revolution happening within said Republican Party. It's certainly something that's fascinating to watch. It's something the Republican Party hasn't had to deal with, in, at least that I've been aware of in my lifetime. Not that I pay close attention to what goes on, but it's a really unusual situation. And the Republican old guard are very upset. They are doing desperate things to try to stop the Ron Paul people. And they started doing desperate things back in 2008. So everybody should have known what to expect at this point. And remember back in 2008, they were turning off people's microphones as they went up, the Ron Paul supporters, to try to speak at the convention. They just turned their mics off and other nonsensical things like that. Turn the lights out.
That's why I don't understand why these people would actually want to win, because whether it's this delegate race or the actual Republican Party or any actual elected office, either before or when you get there, you're going to realize that, A, you might not want this position, and B, The people you just ousted from power could still retain a lot of power to do things very bad that would make it look like your fault.
Well, I didn't believe. Now that I think is a relevant point is that one of the problems that Stefan Molyneux pointed out, and I tend to agree with Ron Paul getting into power is as the president, he wouldn't have the power to actually turn the economy around, and likely the economy wouldn't turn around because there are another 535 drunken sailors in Washington
D.C. on his watch
that are going to attempt to spend like they've never spent before just because that's what they do, and as a result,
then Ron Paul gets blamed for the failed economy.
Right.
Because it's always whoever's in office, it's their fault what's happening with the economy.
And the libertarian ideas get in the process. But I would like to say about people going to the convention is, Ademo, you didn't stop with your first piece of civil disobedience. You didn't think it was going to be easy, and you didn't stop there.
No, by no means. I mean, I do provide feedback or have criticized folks just as much as anyone else has but I'm not trying to say they shouldn't or should not. I'm just saying, like, if you really look at it, if they've seen all these problems and there's this big chaotic moment in Louisiana, I would start thinking twice about what I was trying to get into. I'm not saying go out of the system. I might just say don't bother. I might be saying just don't bother. But I would really start considering, like, what am I striving for? Because even if you achieve what you're striving for, you could really be waylaid or, like, become the fall guy for something much, much worse.
Well, I'm thankful that people are trying in this circumstance, and I'm glad they are.
Or that you just end up with the Trojan horse situation, as I was describing earlier, where some guy just labels himself as a Ron Paul Republican, changes his rhetoric slightly to appeal to the Ron Paul people, and then all of a sudden you find out, oh, new boss, same as the old boss.
I mean, I wonder how many of them would continue this same path if you were like, hey, the government's broke, like not financially, but although that's true as well. But I mean, the system is broken. You cannot fix it. All the Ron Paulians in the world getting elected to this system would not fix it. You know,
they can't fix
trillions of dollars in debts. They can't fix millions of people murdered. You can't fix.
Restore America now. That's the Ron Paul tagline, and it's nonsense. I mean, there's nothing worth restoring. The old America had to do with slavery and other stuff. We don't want to restore that. We need to move forward and move past the idea of America and get out of this concept of the centralized state and the violent. Organization that it is. Let's go to the phones, though, and talk to Kate and Stephanie, two people on the line here calling from our very own Keene. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Kate.
Ademo, I hear that you've been making silver, and I was wondering how is silver more valuable than dollars?
This sounds like a planted call, Ademo. What have you been doing?
I had nothing to do with this, I swear.
Sounds cute, like a cute planted call, though.
I appreciate the question, though, and the call.
I had wanted to ask you about the silver thing as well. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. So I didn't know if it was time to talk about this. I figured it was because you've been putting up some videos online. There's a video up at freekeen.com about Sons of Liberty. What's the answer to the question?
Well, the question she's asking, why is silver more valuable than money? But the simplistic answer, I guess, is that precious metals cannot be reprinted, made, as simple as paper. So fiat currency, not backed by anything, is only worth the paper that it is printed on. It is always paper, just as the line paper, as anything else. Just because someone prints some numbers on it and says that this is good trade doesn't essentially give it a value. You know, a $1 bill and a $100 bill are the same size, created the same paper. There is no
same amount of ink.
Same amount of ink, and there is no difference in the value. There is intrinsic value with precious metals, so therefore they can be used not only for trade, but in creation of things, computer parts, silverware, a number of items. So
yeah,
that's the short answer.
The market sets the value of the price of silver. And I guess the market, to some extent, sets the value of the Federal Reserve note, but only because it's under threat of violence, because of the legal tender laws that force people to use them. So they're not backed by value, but people do value them, and ultimately, they do decide what they're worth. But it's fake. It's not real. It's not real value.
It's essentially an IOU.
It's been forced upon it.
I don't know that it's force. Okay, so
legal tender is force.
Okay, so but how many people do you have to force to take them?
Well, you don't have to because if people have been very
effectively
brainwashed.
You and I understand that about fiat currency, how the Federal Reserve prints this money. But I'm happy to take your dollars. Are you?
I'll take them.
Okay, great. So no,
other
force,
people do.
I don't think force is involved. What it is it's trickery. And the trickery is essentially that at some point in the past, you could trade dollars in for silver from the government.
Now, 1968.
You can't. And, well, actually, American citizens couldn't do it sometime in the 30s. But, yeah, but I mean, foreign governments could get precious metals from the
federal. Yeah, I think the last year they allowed a silver certificate to be accepted. And I think they stopped using it in, like, 65 completely. They stopped printing them. And then 68 was the last time you could redeem one.
Okay, so the specifics aside, but basically, you know, these things that look exactly like the old ones that you could turn in for money are still in circulation. So there's, you know.
They don't exactly look like it. If you're looking through a stack of bills, it's easy to spot silver certificates.
Very, very similar. And, yes. You know, the changes have been glacial.
They're facsimiles.
So people haven't noticed the difference. So, you know, they over time, these things had value. They were accepted
as
value
people,
for decades. And then this is just a sort of a continuation of that.
Most of the people alive today, it's not about noticing the difference. They don't even know there was a difference.
I mean, don't think people, you know.
Nobody knows. Very few people know about silver certificates.
Sure. But it's just money. At that point, at some point or another, the pieces of paper became money and the silver stopped being money.
Mm-hmm.
And because the pieces of paper were traded for the silver and they were worth the silver, then at some point the pieces of paper became money.
I agree with you. It is mostly trickery. It's a big scam. But on the other hand, if you as a business owner decided to stop receiving
I've never heard of this. Show me the business owner that says, I'm doing business in something besides U.S. currency, who's out there, who won't accept U.S. currency,
if that person
gets arrested.
If that person did exist, they could, in theory, be threatened with...
No, they couldn't, because it's only good for all debts, public and private.
There's a bunch of key words in there, and that's like currency and stuff. And what I think people should do is kind of like Doug Stanhope says in one of his acts, you know, trade out. You know, if you're a pool guy and you need a car fix, trade out with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and essentially that's a project I've been trying to work on is where... We make bars, silver bars, that don't look like your typical currency, and therefore they are not. And
sure.
It's basically a measurement, a unit of trade. And essentially, you know, I've put time and energy into it, and I will give it to you for something that you've put time and energy into, and then you can, you know, assume the energy. So that's what it's about for me, is that the energy, you know, what we pay with right now has no energy. I mean, if you think about the minute they pulled silver or any precious metal out of any currency, they've essentially said, we are printing money. And when they said that, somebody said, well, I need some money. And they said, okay, we will loan you some money. And when they loaned that person money, they did so with interest. So if it's us three in the world that need money, and the central bank or the Fed that is today says, here you go, Ian, here's a dollar, you owe us $1.10. And if that's the first loan, how can Ian ever pay the excess back, the 0.10,
sure,
if he's given a dollar? Well, I need to get a loan. And then you get a loan, and then we can fight over,
and everybody gets into
slave on slave violence. And so it keeps us fighting at another level.
It's a win-lose system. The people that win are the people running the system.
And we lose all that energy. We lose all that energy trading from one another because we're always paying this debt.
And they gain the energy.
Yep, and precious metals, you keep it and you pass it when you want.
So, Sons.
Sons of Liberty.
Of Liberty. The
Silver
website.
Silver4Liberty.com.
Silver the number 4 or
Silver
F-O-R.
F-O-R. Both.
Okay, both of them. Great. Well, we can talk more about that here in a little bit. 855-453. Also want to take your calls about what you want next. Hour 3 is on the way. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.